Good morning. We're continuing Chayadom, Klaus Amazai, and Simon Ches. So the Chayadom continues. It says, well, Easter is the word of the one cannot go against the words of the Father. Therefore, he says the following. The Father is disagreeing with another individual. Excuse me. Whether it's in Divrei Torah or Mili Da'alma, he shouldn't say, I think the other person is right, because by doing so he's disagreeing with his father. He shouldn't say, even more directly, you're wrong. If he thinks his father is right, so you shouldn't say, I think you're right, because that, in a certain sense, is a lack of respect, a lack of awe. Excuse me. It indicates that the father needs his approbation to indicate that he's right. He's like sitting in judgment and saying, well, these two people are arguing. And I'm going to give the final opinion of what's right and what's wrong. The same way you have Machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov, and they're standing there talking to each other. And I come and say, you know, I think, Rav Moshe, I think you're right and Rav Yaakov is wrong. Like, who are you to give an opinion in such a type of a conversation? Elim yesh lo tshuva ledivrei acholik. Yoshiv loy. If you have some type of a response, why the other person is wrong, you should say that. Clarify why you think the other person, what questions you have and what he's saying, what proofs you have that he's incorrect, etc. So the word shuv over here doesn't mean a response, doesn't mean an answer in the concept of the shayla and tshuva. It could actually be a question. You have a question on him. So the word shuv just means a response. It could be a question, it could be a proof, etc. But the afkim afanav, this is all talking about a case where the parent is there. If the parent is not there, mutter in that situation, excuse me, mutter lomer nirinli divrei aba. He when somebody else is discussing, and the father's opinion is being quoted, either he's quoting or somebody else is quoting it, he can say, you know, I think my father is right. Sharab is a cover l'aviv. This is the cover for the father. To point out that you agree with that you think his opinion is the right opinion, the two opinions, and you should know, I think my father is the right one. So he's clarifying where he stands, and he's showing respect for his father. Now the Chayyadim goes on to, and he takes it a step weiter. I feel a lach like a loviv, much of shalom afanav. If he thinks his father is wrong, shalom afanav, the Chayyadim holds it's not usher to say that. You want to say the emes, so this is actually machlokes in Yeridim between the Taz and the Shach. The Taz says it's mutter, and the Gra holds like that as well. The Shach disagrees and says that even Shlomo Fineyem, you cannot disagree with them. Even according to the Taz and the Gra, which are Mekel, obviously a person has to do with Derek Kovid. You can't say that's a ridiculous opinion. He says, my father says this, but I think that's incorrect. It's only directly to his face, which is considered a lack of derech eretz. But the point on it, when he's not there, what you think is the emes, one is allowed to do so. Now, that's clear that the child is allowed to bring proofs against the father's opinion, and. When the father says X, the child says, you know, my father, I have a proof, not like that. And to challenge the father through the words of Torah to clarify his opinion, and it becomes out that the child is not like the father, that's obviously correct. And that is pointed out there in the Yardaya, in the Noise of Kalim. They were talking about just giving an opinion, just saying, I feel this, I feel that. So why are you of the stature of giving an opinion? But if a person has proofs as such, a person can raise the proofs, etc. Now, v'imio im yesh acher shesomer kedas aviv, who wrote a lach like al svaras aviv, we said shalom afanav, the child is allowed to disagree. if there's somebody else who holds it to father, and he feels that both of them are wrong, so he can say that, I think so-and-so is wrong. Well, that means also that his father is wrong, but he doesn't have to mention his father's name in that regard, because he can refer to it as the opinion of so-and-so. He can refer to the other individual and say, I disagree with the opinion of that other individual without mentioning the father in this regard, because he has a way to indicate it. If there's nobody else like that, so he would mention the father's name. Have a good day.